Brighton Festival 2018.
Coat is a one-man show by Yomi Shode, which explores memory, his Nigerian heritage, family, and what you pass on to future generations. It mixes cooking, yes, live cooking, music and poetry, and opens tonight for two nights at the Brighthelm Centre. I went to the Brighthelm earlier as Yomi was setting up.
I have no place, no voice, no recollection of moments I should know of.
What was the inspiration for the show?
So the inspiration is quite layered. It's a lot of things. First, it came from just displacement, or that feels like identity, how that is, and also a sense of creating a show that was speaking to my community for the most part, and a community that might feel a bit in between, and just to talk about that experience. And also I wanted to just explore food and the great tales that can come as a result of creating food, because many dramas can happen in the process of making food or eating food as well. Yeah,
and I guess it all links into family. So, you know, your family cooking for you, then you maybe cooking for your family in return.
Right, and also the whole, which is a universal thing, I'd like to believe, of, you know, the parent that's always cooked this particular dish, and now it's your turn to maybe, you know, parent or guardian that's forever cooked this dish, and now it's maybe your turn to pick up the tricks of cooking a dish, but you want to get it to be to just be right, but it either doesn't turn out to be just the taste that you was looking for, and then that's when I believe we have to add our own secret ingredient, our own touch to this traditional dish that has always been, that's kind of carried through generation to generation. And this is what the show was about, is metaphorically, how do you add a bit of yourself to something that is culturally and traditionally been part of you for the longest time, you know, and I'm feeling proud of it as a result, as opposed to you feeling a bit ashamed or feeling like it's not quite welcomed, you know?
Because there always seems to be that tension between how much you take on of the dominant culture, you know, yeah. In your blurb about it, you say you know more about Kanye West than you do about your Nigerian family. How much you assimilate, and then how much you maintain of your own culture, and kind of striking that balance, and where you find that balance.
Yeah, exactly. It's how do you work on this guide of survival, so to speak. So I'm a father, and upon becoming a dad, you know, I've got apps on parenthood. I've got texts and talking to various amount of parents. But at the point that he arrived, all of the theories, everything was like straight out the window. And then I just realized that, wow, this is an experience that I have to go, that is on the go. That the learning experience of this is literally something that I'm growing up with. I'm not thinking about that theory or what I read the other day, because everything's happening now. And I think it's very important when considering a show like Cult, and especially within my writing process, I had to think in the now, how am I assimilating myself to these day-to-day changes, and how can I ensure that I don't feel guilty, I don't feel bad or feel like I'm putting any shame on my culture as a result of it. How can I find me? You know, it's a very important question. Where do I find me, and how can I be comfortable with me? Yes.
Stretch my name to the ends of the earth without permission, pull with slims, bend distresses, pass my parents the name of pride.
So a lot of flavours in the show, so literally with the cooking and poetry, music, a lot of things stirred into that pot.
Yes, not that, don't make life easy to, you know, for myself. You know, the text part of this show was the easiest part for me. And the most challenging is, how do you mix all of this and put it in a 60-minute show without doing too much or without burning the ball? What do you do? I cut myself in rehearsal many a times.
No.
I burnt many a pots. Man, we went through it. It's been a whole process. It's been a beautiful process of just, okay, now how do we bring this show to life? How do we create these sensory feelings as soon as you walk into the room? And it's not just about a story, but it's an actual journey through the smells, through the feels, through music and through movement. And we've done a good job. I honestly feel proud of the end result. Every single time I perform this show, when I talk to people, it goes beyond the show. it's a discussion. And that is what cult is about. It's about raising these topics to talk about, you know, and food being a common thing. So let's talk, you know, let's absolutely talk. Because I feel my experience is not just my experience. There are people from all over various countries that are like, that's me, that's me, that's me. And that excites me to even hear that. That is not just this African experience. It's very much universal.
Sounds like it might have a mixture of joy and sadness in it as well.
Big time. So, true story, I've been working on this show for 3 years, and it's fundamentally about me and my mum. I told my mum about this show the day it premiered, the morning. It was like 1:30 in the morning. It was June 8th. I'll never forget it because it was the day of the elections. And in the morning, I said, oh, so, mum, we kind of need to talk about something. And then she's there. And it was like something like, it was, I went, like, I stayed with her, and I did not want to write this show. And then she attends the show. I would not want to have my mum embarrassed or feel angry because she did not know what was happening. It was important for me to talk to her about it, you know? And that happened, and she was just like, oh, it's not me you need to worry about. You need to worry about your dad. I was like, oh, cool. I'm glad that's done. Let's move on. So, you coming later? She's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, fine. Cool. But she really loved the play. So after the premiere, I'm like, oh, that's my mum, people. And then she stood up. She waved at everyone. And she really enjoyed it. And that's her, you know. And but at the same time, she's a hero. She's my hero. She told me about these stories and things. And I'm just like, wow, you done all of that. Why didn't you talk about it more? I feel like I've got my own hero. Like, it's inspiring just to know what she's been through and just the process of her strength, you know? Yeah, it's a lot of ups and downs in the show, definitely, definitely.
What does it mean to you to be performing Coat in the Brighton Festival?
It means everything. One, it's my first show outside of London. So it's actually testing to see the audience that would engage with Coat for the first time. I have no clue, so I'm very excited to welcome that. Two, again, it's taking in the culture of Brighton, the culture of Brighton Festival. I've been saying to the producer and other people, once the show is done, I just want to go to like the local pub or something, or just get a bite to eat with folks from residents or people around Brighton, to just talk to them, to just kind of immerse myself in Brighton for the 2 days that I'm here, and also to see the shows. I really want to support in that true artist form, in terms of, it's not all about me, it's about really taking in good work and taking in the other shows at the festival. So for the, as long as I'm here, I want to try to catch as many shows as I can. It means everything to be in Brighton right now, so I'm very thankful for that.
So that's Yomi Shode talking to me earlier at the Bright Helm Centre about his one-man show, Coat, which opens tonight and runs tomorrow as well. There's still a few tickets left, so grab them now online, or you can take a chance for a festival standby at a tenner.
Do you know what? I've just listened to that, and having seen it in the programme, I thought, that looks an interesting piece.
Yeah.
Hearing him now, I'm like, oh, I can't go to that show. That sounds like one that I'm going to regret missing.
It sounds great. And he's actually doing live cooking on stage. I think that's going to drive the audience wild.
So could you smell it? Did you bring me any?
Well, no, I didn't. He hadn't set up yet. He wasn't cooking yet. He hadn't started chopping his onions yet.
I disturbed him
before he started chopping. But yeah, I love that idea, doing some live cooking on stage. So I guess the audience is going to be salivating for an hour during that one.
I loved his story of how he told his mum, like, about half an hour before the play opened. By the way, that's great.
Brilliant. Anyway, it's Yomi Shode. And the show is Coat at the Bright Helm Centre tonight and tomorrow. Do grab that one.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.